Welcome back to the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always with my co-host.
Ovi.
Oh.
Ovi Ho. Daniel as well. Daniel Jang. So today we have some interesting topics. We'll be talking about Helldivers requiring PSN accounts, Hades 2 Early Access, and our thoughts on that. Tomorrow, picking up a director, you said?
Yes, sir.
And then TikTok ban as well. So let's start with what we've done this week, and I didn't do much. I wanted to watch Fall Guys, but I didn't. Or the Fall Guy? With
Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't end up going out anywhere. I made pizza. That's what I did. I made the dough, made the sauce, and then waited it for like 3 days.
Made a TikTok video.
No, I didn't make any TikTok. Oh, I mean, I made a TikTok. Because no one was referencing it. So I made a TikTok for the Kendrick stuff.
It's been like Kendrick makes a pizza.
I made a video for the Kendrick stuff that was going on. But I feel like no one was mentioning when he talks about how Drake is the, what is it, Miami's Most Wanted?
B-Rad.
Yeah, so I made a video for it. And they still didn't get that many likes. But yeah, I didn't do much. Just chilling. What about you?
Man, I played a shit ton of Slay the Spire. I went fucking hard. Because I got like, I don't know if I always say I understand the game, but I don't.
Like, but also, you got to save yourself for Slay the Spire 2.
Oh, man.
It's coming out.
So I was kind of correct that third character is a necromancer. So he's called the Necrofinder. So because I saw... We'll talk about Hades later, but
so he doesn't summon the dead, he finds
the dead. It's interesting. But yeah. Man, I went hard on Slay the Spire. Like crazy. I got there was a run, I was like, yeah, I'm good. I think I know what I need to beat the heart. It's just I need everything in the lineup. I need a certain card or a certain relic. If I don't get these card or relic, I'm screwed. So yeah, it's tough. It's fucking hard. Streaming one day a week, you know, dead stream, you know, always. Portal, man, Portal 2? So I figured that, so the thing I was stuck, you had to go through the sign. I did that. I think I'm stuck again. And it's like, it's at a point where I need to use the white gel to make paint
you can put portals on there.
Yeah, and I'm stuck in this spot, but well, I gave up. My brain was hurting and I was like, all right, I'll figure this out. Yeah, I think I know what to do. I'm just like, I don't know, I guess I can't execute it. Like logically, it clicked. I was like, oh, I think I need to do this, but it, like, every time I went up, I couldn't latch on to something. So maybe I'm not going the right way. Maybe. That I watched, Deadpool 2 and I did not like it. It was okay.
Wait, what? That already came out?
Deadpool? Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, no. Okay. I thought it was the most recent one. No. Deadpool 3 is the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So I saw Deadpool 2. I was actually really surprised with the X-Men cameos. Cause there's a part where the door opens and everyone's James McAvoy's there. I was like, whoa. But the time travel doesn't make sense to me. So that's what I dock it for, but it was okay. It was okay. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to Free Comic Book Day. Went inside.
I didn't even know that happened.
And, you know, whenever it's like a Free Comic Book Day, I feel bad, so I feel like I have to buy something. So I bought something. And I told the guy, I was like, dude, the Saga come out? Regularly, he said no. So I was like, damn, there's like no reason for me to buy comics. But I bought Flashpoint, which was, they took elements of it to make the movie Flash. Man, that is, there's a reason why comic books suck, man. That comic book is ass. It's ass. And it's funny because it's considered, like, I've never, it sucks because I don't want to like trash on the guy, but the writer is considered a really good writer, and I was just like, man, it's not good. But then again, I didn't finish it, so gotta, maybe I'll finish it.
I mean, that's the way a book is, though. If it doesn't grasp you in the beginning, you're not going to just read the whole thing. I mean, usually you don't. So, like, that's how a comic book should be.
I mean, people are going to crucify. I feel the same way with The Last Ronin. So they're making that into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's about an alternate future where the Ninja Turtles, they're all dead except the one.
Right.
And it's he's the last Ronin.
Donatello?
It's the one that's most unbelievable. Like, I was like, oh, shit. That was a good, like, when they revealed it, I was like, oh, shit. I would never expected him to be.
Okay. It's the orange guy.
Yes. Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
Yeah. The party. The fun guy.
Yeah, yeah.
The fun guy. He's now super
But
serious.
I mean, that, like, if you think of, like, any type of story, like, if you have, like, a trio or, like, four people that, like, have different personalities, it's always like the fun guy who like makes it work out, or like not makes it work out, but like survives and has to be like the one to get serious and stuff. It's usually how it goes with stories like that. But I'm curious. It's in they're making the movie in animation, right?
I think it's live action.
Oh shit!
But did that this weekend was entertaining because the beef. We got songs and songs and songs. We'll talk about the songs.
My weekend passed by really fast because it was just that.
The TikToks, the analysis. It was good. What else? I want to watch Atlanta, but other than that, I think the next game I'm going to play is... damn. We'll talk about Hades, but I didn't pick up Hades yet because the main reason is I mostly play on the Switch.
Yeah,
I mean, it's only on early access.
I saw your tweet, or your X, or what is it called now? Post?
They have interchangeable saves, the first one, so maybe I should just play it now? And
I don't know. I mean, like, they might not have it set up, so, like, what you do now might not be transferable, but in the future, like, those games will be transferable.
Also, I need to get in... Made me realize I need to really play Hades. Because remember, I was trying to get the unseen one.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm more than halfway, but it's going to take me a couple fucking... Dude, I'm like 300 hours and still not like 80%, maybe 75% done with it.
It's fine. The time that you put into Slay the Spire, put it into
Dude,
Hades.
I bought almost everything in the fucking thing. I like in that fucking game. Okay. Yeah, anyways. Yeah, that's it. TikTok. It was good. The TikToks... Don't ban it.
Oh yeah, you want to just jump into that one then?
Sure.
TikTok ban. Do you think it's gonna happen? I mean, like, it's still what the president still has to sign it.
He signed it.
He signed it.
So they have until January, I think,
to essentially sell all of it to a U.S. company, or else it's banned.
There's two ways this plays out. It doesn't get banned. They appeal it because TikTok is appealing it.
Oh, right? Yeah. They're essentially suing, right, or something?
Number two, they're going to have to sell it. But if they do sell it, they're not giving you the algorithm. So it's going to be a dead app. It's going to be a shitty-ass app.
So either way, it dies or they appeal.
And TikTok's like the best fucking... app for discoverability, man. As a content creator,
I agree with you. It's for content creators and for news, honestly. Like, you know, it goes both ways, fake news and, you know, news that, because a lot of it's not getting fact checked, so anything goes, but it's how I'm getting a lot of my news, and I take a lot of it with like a grain of salt, but that's how I found out about, you know, Drake and Kendrick having beef. I honestly would not have known if it wasn't for somehow my algorithm picking that up and just boosting all of those videos on it. So
you think it's getting banned?
I don't think it will. I don't think it will, because I think with the appeal, it'll probably become a big thing, and then the people will speak out. The general users of TikTok will speak out. I think it'll have a fighting chance, but doesn't guarantee that it won't be banned or have to be sold before it gets banned. But I think it's crazy. Like, I mean, this is me having like a fucking tinfoil hat, but I think it's the government trying to ban it because we get all of our news this way. And right now, specifically, like, the U.S. is still selling to Israel, and there's things going on, obviously, in Israel and Palestine. So I think it's just the U.S. being like, we can't continue using, like, having this app being used if we're going to get called out for all the stuff we do.
My tinfoil hat, I think it's because the other companies, like Facebook, they're paying the pot. They want TikTok to, they're haters. They're the Kendrick, and they're hating on TikTok, and they want it to go down. Because Facebook is equally as bad, where they get hacked by Russian spies. And
I think yes, but I still find it hard to believe, because if, you know what, maybe that's true too. Because politicians go for whoever gives them money. So if not even money, information. So if TikTok's able to give like user information to the politicians, they'll be like, no, we want TikTok. Like, it's a good thing, you know? But probably TikTok's not allowing them to get the information, or and they're not paying them. So they're all like, no, TikTok is bad because they don't give us money.
BBL Juicy. We'll see what happens. But if you're a content creator, get it, get on it, man. Fuck.
I mean, at this point, by the end of the year, what was it? What's the deadline?
I think it's January.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, I guess. I mean, it could happen in a year. We saw it with Queso and Jinxie. So, and then, dude, and then the one who spiked it all up was
Sketch,
dude.
See that guy everywhere.
Oh man,
see that guy.
Now he's an NFL and stuff. Like, it's crazy. Good for them, though. Good for them. Yeah. And then what else do we have here? Oh, Helldivers and Hades. We talked a little about Hades. Let's go with Hades. Or did we finish talking about Hades?
We touched upon it. Got released under all this fucking news of Kendrick and Drake. Hades. They announced Hades.
Such a bad drop. It's funny because I saw, what was it? Another Crab's Treasure. They posted, they're like, oh, we had a good run, but, you know, see you guys later, because Hades Early Access is releasing on Steam. I probably won't play it till this weekend, so I will be able to talk about it on the next podcast, but
I saw someone play it a little bit.
Oh,
the graphics look good.
Oh.
I was like, holy shit.
It doesn't look like a continuation of Hades?
I mean, it does, but it looks good.
Oh, better.
It looks better. I don't know. Okay. I can't explain it. It looks a lot better.
It's probably the 60 frames a second.
It looks harder, though.
Oh.
I was like, damn, this guy's having trouble.
He hasn't played in a while. You
know? I don't think he's not used to
new weapons. He's probably just rusty.
Yeah. I think Hercules is in the game. There's a statue of Hercules you can buy in the game. I think he's actually in the game.
Does it give you something? I know most statues give you a boost. No?
It's just a cosmetic thing.
Okay.
And I'm still upset, Hades, because there's a garden part of Hades and it's empty.
I know.
And I know it was supposed to be DLC. And they just scrapped it and probably made Hades 2.
Or they probably didn't scrap it, but they just added it onto Hades 2. But you said you're not going to pick it up and you're going to wait for the...
I don't know, man.
Because it's going to be a while. It's early access.
I know.
Like, certain games like have never left early access. Not saying it's going to happen, but I'd say I'd give it like at least a year still.
And the thing you mentioned is, because I don't know how it is, but with Slay the Spire, when it was kind of like that, like, you had to start over. And I was like, I don't want to do that. And I kind of don't want to do that with Hades.
And it's weird because with early access, like, they might have like the features to be able to like move it over, but like they have certain things that they don't want to move over from early access.
I probably won't pick it
so
up.
They probably
just,
won't.
I just don't want to fucking do it. Do shit over again.
Just sticking with the with Steam the whole time.
No. I will pick up Slay the Spire early access. Part 2, and I'll play it. Even if I have to start over, I'll play it.
I mean, the reason why I didn't play that game so much is because I put so much time on the PC version, and when I was trying to play it on the Switch version, I was like, dang, I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't want to do this all over again.
That game's so good, man. I can fucking... It's the perfect game because I need... Name another game where you can kind of just, like, you don't have to be on it.
Yeah.
You could kind of just, like... Eat. That's like my eating game. Just like I'm eating, and
but
I don't have to be. I
feel
it.
Like that's also the beauty of like the Switch. Like the game itself is like that, but the Switch, like you can pause the game and put it to sleep, and then go do other things, and come back and be like, "Oh yeah, I'm here," or "Oh yeah, I'm on this stage," kind of thing. You know,
Switch 2.
Where the PC, you can't do that. If you stop, if you quit the game, it's going to put you back at the beginning of the level again. You know, so.
I kind of want to buy, and this is like a side talk, I kind of want to buy Ambernic. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah.
TikTok?
I saw an ad for the, they have an all-white one. It looks pretty slick, but I'm not going to use it. I already know myself. Like, I bought the new version of the Switch, the Zelda one. I have not even touched that thing. I've used the older Switch way more than I have this one. I've barely even touched this thing, so I can't.
Also, I think... I'm going to get a PS5 soon.
Damn.
Because
after the end of a cycle already, dude?
I know, man. I was waiting for like an updated version. They never released a mini version. So for Elden Ring, I think it's time.
There's Elden Ring DLC.
It's time.
When is the release date?
June or something? It's soon.
Yeah.
It's time.
It's soon.
It's time.
I'm going to need to do another
PC. I either get PC... Or buy it on PC or get a PS5. So I don't know yet.
I don't know. My PC, when I play like games like Elden Ring, it runs really hot. It makes me scared that the thing's going to blow up.
The game that everyone's talking about, I should put this in. Gray Zone.
Oh, that's the like the Warzone.
Tarkov
type game. But not as like meticulous.
It looks kind of cool. I saw a fucking clip. Shroud took out like 7 dudes. And the clip was like, damn, Shroud is just a god at games. And then it just showed him, dude, take out 7 guys. I'm like, god damn, this guy's. And his eye is crazy.
Because
he saw them. I was like, how the fuck did he see
them? Yeah, I've already seen his plays for with Siege 6. Like even before he was playing with Jinxie. It's insane, dude. Like the just basic stuff that other people like have to learn to do, he just knew it off the bat. It's just like, what the heck, dude? It's insane. So
yeah, Gray Zone.
Levels.
My PC can't handle that shit. So
yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. I feel like I need to get maybe a better cooling system, because I feel like my system can run the games, but It runs hot, dude. I was playing No Rest for the Wicked, and dude, that thing was burning my hand. I couldn't touch my PC. So, and I was like, nope. And so, stop playing it. So yeah, I pretty much only play like games on my PS5 if I'm playing one. If I stream, it's gonna be on the PS5. But yeah, talking about. The PS5 talk about Helldivers. I'm pretty sure it wasn't the Helldivers themselves that wanted the PSN stuff. It was Sony. But that was that's so like evil, man.
Move.
That's such an evil move. It's not even like dumb. They knew what they were doing, you know? It's
they're the only ones that don't play nice. Everyone else, even with the Fortnite thing, they're kind of like holding back. It was just like, bro.
What they should have done, because I know they just want to get more player information, meaning like it, you know, they can boast like, oh, we have more players essentially. What they should have done is had like a like a gift, you know, like sign up for the PSN and we'll give you like this, yeah, an armor, this grenade, this gun, like something. Don't force people to do it. Just
it's getting review bombed.
Yeah. And the thing is, so they've officially announced they're reverting that. So it's not a thing anymore. But the thing is, like, the damage is already done. Like, all the review bombs, like, a lot of people that were, like, went back to it because they were mad are not going to go back to it again and be like, oh, never mind. They changed their mind. I changed my mind. No. It's going to stay negative. And people aren't going to buy it again, you know, because they were accepting the refunds on Steam. So, I mean, if I got a refund on it, I played it enough. I don't need to buy it again.
So it's lost its appeal.
Yeah.
I read, I can't remember the TikTok, but the guy was explaining how to make it appealing. But he said, if the end game is this, and he said, I think it's going to be like this. And I heard it and I was like, yeah, that not for me.
What is it?
I don't remember, okay. But he said something and I was like, yeah, I don't think I'll play it.
Like the way the game is going, like
in just how they're going to keep players in with the end game. And I was like, yeah, where?
My theory is, I mean, they're just going to have like random enemies come out. So like right now it's the bugs and then we had beaten the machines. And I think the machines are going to now change into like an alien force that's a machine type, which I think was a previous enemy in the last game. And then the bugs will change into something else eventually. And it'll just be like that back and forth.
Probably. And it's crazy to say, dude. The only game I could think of that's had a super lasting appeal is Fortnite. It's crazy. People may disagree, but people like still that, play
that's
that
also
shit.
Like to me, like that. You're right, but it's also like a scary train of thought because it means that the only games that can stay or last long are like, what is it? Pay as a service game, essentially, you know, or games that constantly receive money, which makes sense. Like if I'm making a single player game where I'm not like going to make more money from when people buy it originally, at some point, I'm not going to make more money because people aren't going to keep buying my game. It becomes an old game, whether, you know, I keep up with it or not. So, it's how it is. So, it's going to be that way.
I never played Helldivers.
It was, and I'm sure it still is a fun game, but I haven't logged back into that thing just because I'm trying to do other things with my time. And talking about time, you're talking about tomorrow, having a director finally picked for that. Remind me again about tomorrow.
So the only reason why I know is because one of my TikToks is blown up. Dude, I get a lot of fucking views, but no one fucking follows, man. My profile views.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck, man. I think it's because, like, I think I said it before. They look at my profile and it's all over the place. Like, yeah, I'm not going to follow this.
Yeah, it's probably the case. Because I feel like when people make it big, they have a specific niche, you know, like they've made a joke about one thing and they keep making that joke, you know. There's a guy who talks about how he like praises the CEOs and he wishes he can make them more money, like as a joke, but he's stuck with it the whole time. You know, he talks about shareholders and CEOs and how he's like, let me come in on the weekends. I'll do it for free. I want to make you guys happy, please. Like,
you know who's really funny? And she got viral off one video. Gina, she's the Chick-fil-A girl.
Oh, yeah.
She does different shit, but it's like funny as skits.
You know what's funny? She has not popped up on my foot. So I saw originally a clip of the Chick-fil-A scene or whatever. And then I just immediately skipped it and it has not come up again. So like, she may have come up on my For You page. I don't know her because she looks normal versus what she looked like in that video. So I don't know who she is still. That's crazy. It's crazy how our like For You pages could be so different.
Dude, yeah. My For You page is, I mean, obviously Kendrick Drake.
Yeah.
But it's also Crawfish Boil.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got there. It's like people eating crawfish and people cooking crawfish.
That's funny.
Yeah, tomorrow, three friends, they make it big in the game industry. And they got a director.
This is the writer is a female, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I remember you telling me now.
So the director, I didn't see this film. It won the Oscar, called Coda. 2022, I think. Oscar winner. But the director is, I might butcher her name, Sian Heater.
Okay.
But her movie won the Oscar. So I was like, oh shit, okay, cool. I'm down. I made the video that my TikTok blew up is a fan casting.
Oh. And who was it? Who did you have as a casting?
So the main character is this half Korean, half Jewish guy. I picked the half Korean, half Jewish guy. Like, he's a real actor. And he's not really famous, but he's, like, famous in Broadway. And then the girl from Stranger Things, not Millie, not 11, the Ethan Hawke's daughter with Uma Thurman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
The Chips Ahoy girl. And then young Manzino. He's going to be in The Last of Us Part 2. He's in Beef as Marks. But yeah, those three.
I mean, I can't cast it because I have no reference.
I mean, to be honest, there's not a lot of Asian actors. So you like to pick an Asian actor, like Mazzino's kind of young, fairly young, so he fits. It would be Steve Yeun, but he's old now, so.
I mean, they can make him look young.
But all I remember is when I read that book, dude, like, there's a... Because it's based on video games, right? And there's this thing that the author does. And I was like, oh, she a gamer game. Oh, she a gamer, dude. I was like, and I told her, I was like, dude, you're a gamer. You're not a fake. You're a gamer.
Oh, wait, gamer. You met her, right?
Yeah.
And that's what, when you We're told
gonna,
her that?
Yeah,
we're that's so funny.
Maybe do an interview. I gotta do it before the fucking movie comes out. I mean, we still got a couple, like a year or two, maybe.
Yeah, you gotta do it because if the movie blows up, you won't have a chance to.
I know, right?
I'm too famous for you. Who are you?
Yeah. But yeah. Oh, you're a gamer.
What was her response?
Just like she's like laughing,
a nervous ha ha ha.
Yeah. I remember she did an interview. She did at a barcade. Like, she got a news.
San Diego.
Like Good Morning America. No, not San Diego, but it was like in, it's in LA, I think.
Oh.
Not 82. Like, or Button Mash. It's not, it wasn't those two. But yeah, highly recommend. Good book.
Tomorrow.
Not writing our script. We lazy. I've been coming up with ideas, but not writing. I think it's fun. I'm scared. I mean, we'll talk about the Kendrick Drake thing, but I say a joke in my script and I'm scared it might piss off powerful people and shit might happen to me. I'm fucking scared.
The thing is, what's funny is, like, I do feel like sometimes you have to do things like that to, like, see, like, for people to see and be like, oh, damn, this guy's serious, like, blah, blah, blah. But then when you become big enough, like, you know, and you want to do things, they're like, hey, remember when you did this? Like, we can't really let you continue doing
this. Yeah, man, that might happen. Fuck, I'm thinking about it. I might get banned from a country.
Yeah, dude. It's scary. But, like, I mean, you got to do it or else you won't even have a chance in the first place. It's like, miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
So... But yeah, let's move on to the Kendrick and Drake.
Sheesh. Everybody is on it.
I enjoy, like, seeing these videos, but some people's take, I don't understand how they see it. Like,
no,
this.
I saw one take, and she's pretty, she wasn't being sarcastic. At first, I was like, oh, I think she's being sarcastic.
Yeah, right.
It was stating the obvious. Like, it was like, you know. The water is wet, like that kind of stuff. And I was like, dude, are you? And people in the car just like, you made me realize it. Oh my God. Like, you've opened my eyes. Like, they're being sarcastic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, dude, this is not it, dude.
But, which is funny because, like, there's in the, what was it? Meet the Gram. No, not Meet the Grams. The
Family Matters?
Not Like Us.
Oh, no.
He references the strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. I mean, that's a very obvious one, you know? And dude, like that's the one that's like so well known, because I think a lot of like the more niche things, like people don't pick up on it. They just like, they know what it means face value, but they're like, I don't know what the other meaning is and what the other meaning is. Cause this dude, Kendrick has been putting like quadruple entendres on these things.
And it's when insane. We talked about it last, we were barely, what diss song came out? It wasn't even, Euphoria didn't come out, I think. No, Euphoria did not come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it didn't come out. Because so Euphoria, it was, dude, it happened, what, Friday?
It was Drake's AI thing was the last, the Taylor made.
It was literally just this last week that everything started dropping out. Like, Euphoria and, like, all these other songs came out.
And, I mean, just Kendrick's a genius, just to add on. He said, you know, he made a song for the Swifties. And this guy made the song produced by Taylor Swift's fucking producer. I'm like, be careful what you wish. Drake, everything he's done is be careful what you wish for. He's like, yeah, what, you're going to do some crazy quadruple entendre? Boom. Make a song for the Swifties? Boom. Like, it's just like, everything he said, man, is just going to bite you in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I don't think, I mean, my opinion, I don't think Drake is even close to Kendrick. And I don't know how people are defending Drake. I think these are delusional people. But
it's
like what Kendrick said. He like Drake just pacifies, dude. He's just making music that's just, it's catchy, but like Kendrick is catchy and it has meaning to it. Like it's not just like he's not just saying random words. Where Drake is just this last song he came out with. It's just, it's him going like, nuh-uh. I didn't hang out with Millie Bobby Brown. He's like, bro, no one mentioned that. You're looking at what people are commenting and you're responding to the comments, not to Kendrick. Like, you're not doing the right thing. Like, you're messing up. You're calling yourself out, man. I don't know.
I don't think Drake won a single of yeah. those songs. Except...
Family Matters.
Family Matters was okay. It was a grazing shot.
I agree. Like, I agree in a sense. We were talking about it beforehand. The video that he made for that is a good video for to diss Kendrick, because it's the whole time it's like the van being like repoed or you know towed or whatever. But other than that, he had some good lines, but not even close to what Kendrick drops.
I'm a fan of both, and this is the one thing I actually don't like, is I know like people are picking sides and whatever, and I had to pick, by default, I had to pick Kendrick because he's West Coast, but the thing I don't like is, yeah, people are like, even though Drake has done some questionable things, I actually respect Drake a lot, because like the whole streaming thing with Drake, Ninja, he legitimized streaming a little bit. With, I always think when to say legitimize, he made money, like, you know, he made streamers get money and just like little things. Drake is kinda, he is in the, how can I say it, he has his pulse on the vibe. He's pretty like, he knows what's up, like he's pretty up to date. And the thing I don't like is people are kinda like, they're trashing him. Now, I think in the future, I don't think this kills his career. People have survived rap beefs. I don't think it makes a dent in it for sure, dude. But he makes good songs. Kendrick makes great songs. So the people who are trashing him now, I don't want to see these guys listen to Drake songs and enjoy it. Because, like, I'm a fan of both. But Kendrick's winning, but... Yeah, there's people just like just team Kendrick and just trashing Drake. But watch, couple months later, they're going to be listening to Drake's newest, latest and greatest. And that is what's going to piss me off. It reminds me of like Star Wars fan. May the 4th happened recently.
Yeah.
But people trash on the original prequel. I didn't like episode 1 and 2. I actually like episode 3. And people were trashing this. Hayden Christensen. And then what? Years later, he comes back because he's going to reprise his role as Darth Vader. And people were giving a standing ovation. I'm like, motherfuckers, dude. All you motherfuckers are fucking liars because you guys hated...
The internet forgets, dude. Internet forgets.
And that's what pissed... Man, when Metal Gear Solid 2 came out, I remember how much people fucking hated it. Like, I don't forget, man. And I'm not going to be that person that trashes Drake because I enjoy his music. I'm going to enjoy his music in the future. But Kendrick is winning. I'm sorry, Drake. Kendrick's winning, man.
But yeah, it's funny that you bring up the how Drake helped like the streaming scene like go up. But yeah, the internet like literally forgets because like they have like that is not in their mind right now. It's just like either Drake is winning, but of his own accord, or Kendrick has beat the shit out of Drake and he lost already. Like, you know, sit down, don't say anything, don't rebuttal again.
There are rappers that have lost their careers though, because of I can only think of one. Ja Rule got obscured and obliterated by 50 Cent. He lost his career.
Really? I didn't know that.
Wangsta is about Ja Rule. Their beef is kind of crazy. 50 Cent got shot 9 times from Ja Rule's crew.
Wow.
So it's, yeah, it's, their beef.
So he, the almost, little got, Wayne, the he little, almost got Tupac.
The Lil Wayne and Pharrell.
Oh, yeah.
That's a crazy beef because it brings in, this beef is crazy to Kendrick and Drake because it's not really Kendrick and Drake. Kendrick kind of got, I mean, it is in a way, but part of the reason is the Lil Wayne and Pharrell and Meg Thee Stallion. Because there's people who feel sorry for Drake. Don't feel sorry for him because he's been making jabs all the time at fucking different rap. Kendrick's done the same, but he only did it in one song. Like, he wasn't even a jab. He just said, I hate Mac Miller. I hate J. Cole. I hate Drake. They never responded. This is years ago. But Drake has always made jabs at people. And it got back at him. Because now everyone he's made a jab at is coming back, dude.
Well, the thing, like, what's funny is I feel like if Drake would have been winning or won, essentially, no one would have done anything more, you know? But because Drake is winning, it's like, okay. I mean, because Kendrick is winning, everyone's like, oh, he's down? Let me continue that, you know? So we had like Metro Boomin dropped one. But he also got recently, like, burned by Drake. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see then. Oh, might, man, be more songs.
I gotta watch out. Watch what I say because I might get killed. No, I'm just kidding. No, but even so, when The Weeknd was getting famous, Kendrick makes a remark saying he has no classics. I disagree. Take Care is a classic album from Drake, but Take Care is pretty much a Weeknd album. The Weeknd was a starving artist, and Drake pretty much told him, "Give me half your songs," and The Weeknd couldn't say no because he was starving.
Yeah.
So he gave him the songs. Drake is kind of like a culture vulture where he nitpicks like the best of what's trending right now in rap. And yeah. And that's why The Weeknd didn't sign with Drake.
That's probably why Drake is in the know. That's why he's vibing, because he has to stay on top of the game, or else
that's true.
He's going to lose it.
That's true.
He's got to stay on top of things. So he has to always be like looking out for like the what's trending in the pop culture world. Which is why he probably knew about streaming, you know, got in contact with Ninja, boosted him up. I mean, I'm sure the boosting up, like Ninja up, was just like a thing that happened. But, you know, Drake was just trying to get his name out there because he streamed a little bit too, right? I know Drake has streamed a little bit. So, yeah. Maybe, but we'll see. I mean, I feel like Drake is still going to try. I feel like he's still going to try. But, he, like, dude, this last song, the Heart 6, is not, it's not good whatsoever.
Meet the Grams is so vile, man. That shit is so, it's so crazy. Like, I mean, it brings up another point. Is that everyone, so you need to listen to Pusha T's I still think that Pusha T's diss on Drake is pretty fucking high up. Damn, I don't know. Meet the Grounds is pretty venomous. Maybe it's not as bad as Meet the Grounds, but this, I mean, that's the first time, you know, story of Adidon where you heard about Drake's son and became a father.
Right. That yeah. So Pusha T is the one who revealed that he had Adonis, and Drake was trying to hide him the whole time, and then he finally had to reveal it. And now in Meet the Grams, we find out he might have a daughter. And he's right now, Drake is still trying to hide it. He may have to, you know, reveal that too.
See, I love Pusha T, but I think there are limits to a rap battle. And Pusha T's like, there are no limits. He's like, he said my wife's name. Once he said that, there are no limits. And he says this, dude, he disses like one of his friends. He was, what did he say? He said, look at that man, 40. He's sick, 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 sick. I got the devil flow, 6666. And he has MS, 40. And he was like talking about how like, his health condition. I'm like, that's crazy. I mean, he said in the song, he says, I don't care if I go to hell.
Like, I kind of agree with him in a sense when it comes to defending. Like, if Drake talks about, like, my wife, it's like a no-holds-barred kind of thing. Like, when I come at Drake, I'm not going to hold back, you know? And so I feel like, I don't know, Kendrick is not in the wrong because I believe it was Drake who brought up, like, family issues first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave him a warning.
Yeah, dude. See? So I Drake is perfectly in the right with how far he's gone because he even warned him. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been wild. It's crazy because I mentioned this before, but it's like in rap beef from the internet era. And so we get to see these memes and like it's kind of cool. And it's funny because like now there's AI. So when something gets dropped, you had to kind of check like, whoa, he just dropped the song. Wait, is this fake or real? And you listen to it. Okay, it's real. It's real.
But I mean, like, I don't know, because Drake dropped one essentially that was.
Well, but you could hear it. You could hear how it's.
Yeah, you can tell like it's fake. It was AI and AI. Sorry, it was AI Tupac and AI Snoop. And then it was real Drake in that song. And you can hear the two parts, Tupac and Snoop. You can tell that they were not the actual people. So, but I still think it's crazy that he used a living person's thing.
Yeah.
It's one thing to, I mean, it's disrespectful to use a dead person's voice, but to use a person that's living, like, I don't know. I feel like Snoop needs to say something. I don't know.
That line is sick in Euphoria. It's like, I don't know if I'm battling AI or ghosts. AI or ghostwriters? Oh my god. Damn. Dude, Kendrick is. You know, you just,
it's not 1v20. It's 20v1.
It's kind of funny. Like, if I was a rapper, who would I rather. I think I would rather battle Eminem than fucking Kendrick. Because Kendrick would destroy me like five different fucking ways, dude. Eminem will just make fun of me, or maybe a double entendre, but it won't be like five.
You wouldn't lose your career, you know? You just have to change careers. No,
Eminem has killed Benzino's career.
Yeah, because Machine Gun Kelly just had to switch careers.
Oh, him too, yeah.
He just had to switch genres. Really,
he just sucked, so. That's to his own accord.
I just think it's so funny that, like, Machine Gun Kelly thought he had a chance, and then.
I gotta give Machine Gun Kelly diss to Eminem was actually pretty fucking good.
But then Eminem came back. That's true. You know, that's true.
But
it's one thing to be good. It's another thing to like, not be able to like hold
Drake's
it.
Response to Kendrick. Machine Gun's response to Eminem was fucking way better. Even Eminem said, damn. He was like, he got me a little bit. He got me.
But I mean, Eminem Machine Gun Kelly knew when to stop. Drake apparently doesn't fucking know because, I don't know. I have an inkling that he's going to drop another.
Oh, yeah. I think he has one more. And I think this one more, I said it off stream, is about the violence, not the sexual stuff.
Probably, but I don't think it's going to be. I don't know. Because it just, to me, it sounds desperate. Like, he just, like, put this shit together kind of thing. And it did not sound good. It just sounds like it's just, no, it wasn't me, no. So, I don't think it's going to be
good. I mean, fuck, even the cover art is diabolical, man.
For
Drake, or I mean, Kendrick to Drake.
Oh, the...
For both the sex offender house one and... The medication.
Yeah, the was that Not Like Us or Meet the Grams?
It's
Not Like Us is the house. So yeah, Meet the Grams I think is the where he had the photo of the receipt of the ring, the Ozempic.
But I don't think Meet the Grams is the best diss song ever created.
No, but it's a really good.
Oh yeah.
Song.
It's probably second. Hit 'em Up is probably number one.
Like, Hit 'em Up by
Tupac.
I have to listen to that one. Biggie.
That one's like a straightforward. I fucking want to kill you. Like,
damn. I mean, I feel like, Kendrick didn't say it pretty much, but he was just like, "I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way."
I
that
mean,
you walk.
No, he said he wanted to kill him. So pedophiles like him should get killed. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised Vitaly's TV isn't. Finding Drake. And
I mean, there is that too, dude. I don't even want to talk about that. You got our podcast band.
Sheesh. I mean, you might see Drake on there. Shit.
I mean, no, you won't probably because he got banned.
Shit.
He got his contract killed.
But, like, I know people joke about it and stuff, but rap beefs can get. They can turn deadly.
I know, which is crazy to me. Like, I feel like a lot of people think, like, oh, this is just, like, verbal talk. It's like, no, there's a lot going on in the background. Like, yeah, this can get real, real fast. So it's
I think it's
because
they look at Drake, and you know how he has, like, zesty pictures? Yeah. But, nah, dude, he runs around with goons, man. Like,
I mean, there's things that we probably don't know about that he's already done, you know? So it's like... It seems like it's just fun and games, you know, haha, pointing and laughing. But there's
rap beefs
like,
don't tend to.
Yeah, dude, it can get real. So like that's why it's like, I mean, I'm not worried in a sense for myself, but like, at some point, these people may no longer be able to make music. You know,
they might not even be able to go to a certain fucking city. Like I don't. Can Kendrick go to Toronto? I don't know.
Can Drake go to the Bay?
No. No, he can. But it might get to that point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I that's it pretty much for me.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
It was entertaining. The fucking internet is...
I wonder...
Yowie artists are talking about. Okay, this shit. Furries are talking about. I'm like, all right. Middle-aged white women are talking. Okay, this shit is mainstream.
There's the Metro Boomin beat, the BBL Jizzy. I need to listen to some of the stuff people dropped already.
Oh, gosh.
But pretty much Metro Boomin released the BBL beat.
First time ever disc beat.
Distrumental.
Yeah, dude. And just people were going crazy on it.
It's yeah, like, dude.
People were dancing to it. People
some of them are really good.
Remixing it.
And Metro Boomin has a prize for like his favorite one, pretty much.
Yeah.
So may the best person win.
Yeah, it's gone international. Yeah, people in Japan tweeting about it. It's such so crazy.
We'll see where it goes. We'll see where it
translation.
Goes.
Drake is God of 69. Like, it's like, what? Oh man, yeah. Just seeing the memes is like fucking fun. Yeah. I know it's a serious thing, but it's just like, damn, this is entertaining. It's very entertaining, and I feel like there's people who don't like it. I don't know.
I've seen like teachers talk about it too. Like. People that they seem like they wouldn't associate themselves with like the rap industry pretty much. So it's been entertaining. I would say that much. Yeah.
Yeah. I love both, but I don't know. Drake hasn't won a single point, man. He came close with Family Matters. But man, Kendrick was just so fucking... He has a mole, man. Kendrick was so strategic, man.
Dropped 30 minutes after.
So fucking strategic, dude.
Family Matters, and then instantly, within 30 minutes, Meet the Grams, dude.
Drake was probably like, yeah, I shot this fucking video. Like, ha, ha, ha. And then, boom. And
so, like, yeah, yes. He had to... Because, like, the Meet the Grams is almost like... It's a response to the Family Matters from like, it's literally a response to it within 30 minutes. Like, Kendrick has to have someone on the inside.
Yeah.
Let it, giving him the deets. So Drake has to be scared. There's no way. And he was trying to hide it in this last song, but there's no way.
You know, what's the number one reason why these leaks happen? Women. So it's the rappers, women that are sleeping with the producer or rapper, they pillow talk a lot. So that's how that Drake's son got released.
The Adonis thing?
Yeah, because his friend, the guy with MS, he was sleeping with someone, but that girl was, they paid her.
Yeah.
And she spilled the beans and he wasn't happy with like Drake and blah, blah, blah. And it's the women.
Now we got BBL jersey, so it's fine.
I kind of want to get a BBL, dude. Sheesh, V12, dude. Let's make it happen.
Oh, V12 is a machine, huh? Okay, that's what it is.
It's crazy. That flew over my head, and then someone explained it. I was like, God damn.
All right, is that it then?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Good music.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace out.